Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
We got Mr. Big Willie himself going to be joining us, talking to us live from the cab of his Freightliner Cascadia 125. He's very upset about what's going on in Richland Township, and Rick Farrell's one of the two trustees running for re-election, along with Jim DeNoble. I was talking to Jim, I guess, was yesterday, as a matter of fact. Anyway, so Rick Farrell's going to be here, and we're going to be addressing the elephant in the middle of the living room, this multi-million dollar, I don't even know how much money it is, new building in Richland Township. And was this really the best use of taxpayer money, or should it have gone to fixing potholes? So Rick Farrell is going to be here. Mr. Big Willie himself has a lot of concerns about this, so it's going to be a really, really, really interesting hour. And then Dimitri Graffiti, your chance to call in and share your thoughts about anything, whether the No Kings protest or about what's going on in Shadyside or the whole thing in Richland Township. An amazing amount of topics, important topics today. Right now, live exclusive interview with Nick Farrelly. He is running for mayor of Shadyside, the village of Shadyside, and a former city councilman. And you pleaded to a lesser charge. It wasn't stalking, but you pleaded to a lesser...
Disorderly conduct.
Okay. She charged you with stalking, a Cassidy law firm that tried to shut me up, by the way. Where the hell did that come from, especially since you two were never intimate?
In the discovery in the case, there were multiple pictures of my vehicle that were taken either from inside the municipal building or the vicinity of the municipal building. Okay. Basically just driving by.
Right.
Okay, now...
Because you live in Shadyside.
Well, and I think it's important to note also that the municipal building is on the direct path to my house.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, you know, if I turn off Central Avenue, go past municipal building, go to the stop sign, make a left, I pass the high school, Methodist church, my neighbor's house, my house.
Right.
Okay. So there's basically, and it's there, they were submitted in the discovery... pictures where it appears that they were just taking pictures of me as I drove by. Okay. Now I got there in one of my records requests that it alludes to the idea, and it's a text message that I records requested, that there was a camera or cameras installed in the municipal building for the purpose of surveilling me.
Surveilling you?
Yes. Okay.
By who authorized this?
Well, no, it doesn't sound like anybody authorized it, but it sounds like at least one council member was aware.
Who? Bushwhacker? Who?
No, I'm not going to say. I'm not going to single them out. But okay. I was never able to get any more communications to find out exactly what was going on. You know, who might have authorized it?
Were there cameras in there?
I don't know. Some of those pictures, I mean, they could have, it almost looks like there could have been a Ring camera,
Jesus,
like on the window ledge.
This is unbelievable.
But I can't say with any certainty. Okay, so.
Did you ever call her house?
So then, no, I haven't been up there in probably two.
You didn't follow her around anywhere? No. You didn't have a camera?
Okay.
What?
So, well, then the other part of this is one of the employees, not her, was making a log, and it was me and Sam Carpino, who's one of the other councilmen. And so, I mean, there's a sheet, and it was entered into discovery. October 13th, 12:45 p.m., Nick drove past municipal building. There's like 8 or 10 things on there, just all different dates and times when the two of us drove by, and there's one that says, like, Nick drove past municipal building.
Who was making those notes?
One of the village employees.
Who?
I won't single him out.
But that was his job?
I mean, I guess you could go out and get the...
This is unbelievable.
So I don't know if he did that on his own or if he was told to do it by somebody.
All right, so you're driving by because you drive by. So how is this stalking?
Well, so supposedly the... quote unquote, straw that broke the camel's back. There was a morning in, it was in March, and somebody called me before 8 o'clock and said there was problems down at the sewer plant.
At the sewer plant?
Yes.
And you're, okay. Well, you're still a council member.
No. This is after I was gone. All this happened after I was gone.
So why are they calling you then for the problem at the sewer plant?
Well, this is, I'm not going to say who it was, but not somebody related to the village directly. Okay. But I had good reason to know that there was trouble.
Okay.
So, and I'm already out and about. So I'd drive past there. And so she was standing outside the gate of the sewer plant.
Erica Tamborin, village administrator.
Right. She was standing outside.
Right.
And one of the employees was standing inside the gate.
Right.
And she was screaming at him.
At him.
At him through the gate. It looked to me like the only thing it looked to me like it was a good thing that gate was between them.
Did she have anger issues?
I couldn't say.
You didn't notice any anger issues?
No, we argued about stuff and everything, but I mean she never got like violent or
all right,
anything
so she's,
like that.
She's yelling at him.
But that morning, yeah.
And you drove
okay,
there?
So then this led to a whole series of phone calls. I called the mayor. I said, Bob, I said, I think you need to get to the sewer plant. Well, he was in St. Clairsville or something. So at some point, they're moving around down there. So I'm up probably about 150 yards away, just parked on the street. Okay. And so at some point, her and the one employee ended up inside the sewer plant together, just the two of them.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, this ain't good.
Right.
And so...
Were you afraid that somebody was going to get hurt? Or were you thinking this was a quiet, this was an intimate moment?
Oh, no. I'm thinking either somebody's going to get hurt or somebody's going to get accused of doing something.
Ah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So, eventually, Bob did show up. But I sat there for quite a while.
All right. So where's the stalking?
Okay,
what am I missing?
Apparently that was the stalking.
What?
That's...
Why did you plead guilty to anything?
Well,
who was your attorney?
Ted Tesoris.
Ted Tesoris. I don't know him. Any good? Was he any good?
I like the guy. I mean,
well, I didn't ask you if you liked him.
No, I think he's a good attorney.
Why did
you plead guilty? Okay, so what happened? They originally charged me with
stalking.
With menacing by stalking. So that's a first degree misdemeanor. So then. The case got drug out for months. There wasn't going to be a trial date from like June to August. Okay,
who was the judge? Vavra or who?
Trouton.
Oh, okay. Right.
Okay. So then in the middle of all this, she claimed that I was stalking her again, and she tried to they made a motion to.
What evidence did she have now?
Well, okay. So this is where, she filed all these police reports and stuff. So they filed this motion to revoke my bond until the trial. So we went for a hearing, and then
she
claimed when she testified at this hearing that on such and such date she saw me four times. And it's like, well, she was up in the loop getting ready for the loop festival, and I drove and turned here, and then a little while later, I turned there.
You live there. You live in Chase.
Right, okay. So, you know, that whole thing, and so she, so Trouton didn't revoke my bond, but so after that, the prosecution called my attorney, or however they do it, and so they wanted me to do a pretrial diversion. So it was going to be...
Is this Flanagan calling? Is this the Belmont County...
I don't know if it was Flanagan or if it was Josh Norman. That's because okay. Josh was the assistant prosecutor that was always in court with me. So I don't know who exactly.
So a diversion for what, though?
So what it would have been, 2 months, and there would have been these stipulations. You know, you can come to council meetings, but you can only stay for so many minutes, and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And okay, so then after 2 months, they would have dismissed it.
Right.
And I told Ted, I said, no. I said, because they're going to come up with anything, mm-hmm. and then we're going to be right back to where we started.
You didn't trust Erica Tambrin.
Oh, not at all. And there's people at the village I don't trust either.
Okay.
Okay.
But then why did you plead guilty to anything?
Okay, so then they came back and they said, how about plead guilty to minor misdemeanor disorderly conduct? It's $150 fine and no contact order. I don't want to have any contact.
Sure.
I've been trying to avoid her for
sure.
2 years. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and I didn't want to take it, but Ted's argument was it is stupid to risk going to jail over $150 and a minor misdemeanor.
But you're not guilty of anything.
Okay. Well, and then his other part of this was, it's going to cost you thousands more dollars to go to trial. Okay.
Jeez.
And then
lawfare.
We were to the point where there was
lawyers,
like, okay, so and I'm already invested, how much in this. And then we're going to have the witness list was up to like 15 people. So you're going to have to drag all these people in, make them all talk about one another, everything. It's like it wasn't going to be worth it.
Wow.
Okay.
Jeez.
Well, so then when we went to the hearing, Judge Troughton kind of threw a monkey wrench in the thing, and he put me on probation for 2 years.
For what?
Well, so Judge Troughton's logic, I guess, is that he only fined me $100 instead of $150.
Right.
So that he could hold that $50 over me, and just to make sure that that I don't bother her, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. So we're appealing the sentence now, and everybody that I've talked to, attorneys and attorneys that Ted's talked to, everybody seems to be in agreement. Probation is not an option on minor misdemeanor. If it had been a first, second, third, or fourth, because those potentially carry jail time. But I guess Judge Troughton thinks that he can do that.
Man. And so, it's not worth it to appeal that?
We're appealing.
You are appealing.
Yeah,
okay.
We're appealing the sentence.
How much money have you had to spend on these God-blessed lawyers?
Oh.
1,000, 5,000, 10,000?
Yeah, about five.
My God. All over what? All over what? This is unbelievable to me. Honestly, this is like an episode of the Twilight Zone or a Hitchcock thing or whatever.
It's just a shame that it's gotten to this point.
Wow. Jeez, man, oh man.
But it hasn't. None of this has served a purpose for the village. I understand, that they thought that, that this was the best decision for the village to avoid a lawsuit, whatever.
Wow.
I understand why they think that and they truly believe it. I don't agree with it.
They're cowards.
They're
cowards.
I don't think it has served the village, because basically nothing has gotten done since, for about 2 years.
I hear you. Well, look, we're virtually out of time here. I always give my guests the last word. We've covered the main points. You're running for mayor. Wish you well. Who's your opponent again?
Mike Mintel.
We've been more than happy to have him here as well. Equal time for everyone. Happy to do it. Anybody else running or just the two of you?
Just two of us.
All right. We'll give him equal time if he wants it. More than happy to have him come in here, sit there, and do the same thing. So you've got about a minute, Nick Ferrelli, to speak directly to the people of Shadyside and everybody in the Upper Ohio Valley and really everywhere. Say anything you want. You can repeat key points, bring up new points, tell people how to get in touch with you, tell them how to vote for you, contribute, whatever. Nick Ferrelli, my microphone is yours.
Oh, well, I appreciate you having me on, Dimitri. So, it's the last 2 years has been rough for the village. It's divided the entire town. There's been no good reason for all of the animosity and everything, people used to get along. We got to get back to civility. I've been trying to drive this point home for months. You know, we don't have to agree, but we got to get along and we got to move the village forward.
People want to get in touch with you. How do they do that?
Cell phone number 740-312-5920.
Once again, that number is
740-312-5920.
And you're on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook. My office 676-7557.
Fantastic. Nick Farrelly, thank you so much. If there are any new developments, by all means, let me know. We'll get you back in here. You have a great day, sir.
Appreciate it, Dimitri.